On last Friday, 1 May 2020, our Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced that the movement control order will be relaxed, with most businesses even being reopened. Some of the relaxations offered were 4 people being allowed to travel in the same car as long as they're in the same household, and also restaurants allowing up to 2 dine-in customers as well. These relaxations did not sit well with netizens, and many questioned the need to even relax the MCO when the number of cases hasn't even reached a promising number yet. In fact, they've even increased in the past 2 days. As they seemingly listened to the complaints of the people, some state governments have decided to not complying with the conditional MCO. 1. Sarawak. Sarawak was one of the first states to confirm that they will not be reopening most businesses today. State Disaster Management Committee Chairman Datuk Amar Douglas Uga Embas, who's also the state's Deputy Chief Minister, said that Sarawak would continue the initial SOP of the MCO until the implications of reopening businesses under the CMCO has been studied thoroughly. 2. Kedah. Following Sarawak, Kedah's Chief Minister Datuk Seri Mukris Mahathir told Astro Awani that the state government will study all the relaxations presented in the CMCO announced by the federal government before deciding if it fits Kedah's needs. Thus, implementation under the CMCO is postponed in Kedah until the decision is reached at the State Security Working Committee COVID-19 meeting tomorrow, May 5. 3. Sabah. Sabah had recorded COVID-19 clusters in their hospitals, so it came as no surprise that Sabah Chief Minister, Datuk Seri Mohd Shafi Abdal, said that the state will still be maintaining the SOP of the 4th phase of the MCO set to end on 12 May. We decided this to continue the efforts of controlling this pandemic and also to make sure the people of Sabah don't get infected by the virus, he said. 4. Selangor. The Sun Daily reported that Selangor Chief Minister Datuk Seri Amiruddin Sheri told not all industries will be allowed to operate today. He also added that at a state government level, they do not want to crash land, but will observe the changes and implement it in stages to ensure no increase in cases from the state. While most economic activities are able to start, it's reported that some outdoor activities are still banned, such as going hiking and jogging. Plus, roadside stalls and food trucks will only be allowed to operate after the set date for Phase 4 of the MCO ends, 12 May 2020. However, the state still has implemented some relaxations. For example, while dine-in is still not allowed, business premises are allowed to operate from 7 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. at night. In terms of social sectors, the public is now allowed to exercise at fields or community parks, but they must maintain social distancing. 5. Negeri Sembilan. The state is still recording new COVID-19 cases, so Negeri Sembilan Government Secretary Datuk Dr. Rizali A. Flat Malik said that strict measures will still be implemented in the state. Only the economic sector is allowed to operate, while the social and sporting sectors are not allowed during the CMCO period. 6. Pahang. The Pahang state government will postpone the implementation of the CMCO until a decision is reached at the weekly meeting of the State Security Working Committee on Friday. Pahang Chief Minister, Datuk Seri Wan Razdi Wan Ismail, said that due to the detection of a new COVID-19 cluster in Temerlo, Pahang, it is wise that the state maintains the current MCO SOP. 7. Kelantan. Kelantan Chief Minister, Datuk Ahmad Yaakob, said that the decision on whether or not the state will follow the CMCO will be made this Thursday during the Security Working Committee meeting. For now, all restrictions made during the first 3 phases of the MCO will still have to be followed and obeyed by everyone, he said. 8. Penang. The New Straits Times reported that the Penang government announced that they will not be implementing the CMCO, but instead will implement the Penang Gradual Recovery Strategy, PGRs, which will reopen sectors of the economy in stages from May 8 to 13. Penang Chief Minister, Chow Khan Yu, said that the rules of the existing MCO will still exist for now. The relaxing of the MCO cannot be done drastically without plans. The safety and health of Penangitas is the priority of the Penang government. 9. Perak. The last state for now to not comply by the CMCO is the Silver State. To clarify, the Perak state government is said to comply with the MCO in all but 2 sectors, food, and sports and recreation. Perak State Government Secretary, Datuk Ahmad Suwaidi Abdul Rahim, said that no dine-in customers are allowed and controlled fresh markets will still not be reopened. Do you think the remaining states are set to follow this precedent as well? Let us know in the comments section. Also read, over 200,000 Malaysians signed this petition asking Gov not to relax MCO. You have reached the end of this story.